RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Heavy of the Mike Knight and the Fan, 105.1 FM worldwide on the free Odyssey app. Thursday morning program. Megan joining us for the ride here. Says we need some more Kendrick Lamar in our intros. Was that a helpful suggestion to take this show forward and reach a younger audience and sound better? Or was that just a very subtle way of reminding me that you went to go see Kendrick Lamar?
Both. Good call. Great show. Fantastic show.
Yeah, I just wondered.
We gotta support Kendrick on this show. You know, Drake, he's after those minors, you know. It's like the song.
we got Lane Cassidante coming on. Oh, that reminds me of the time I went to go see Kendrick Lamar. I don't know if I mentioned that to you, but I recently went to go see Kendrick Lamar.
Gotta be Team Kendrick.
He's in concert.
Look, I like the song. I like One Dance. That's my jam. I love it, but Team Kendrick.
Right. Team Kendrick. Here, you heard it here first. Mm-hmm. Not a ton of Kendrick on mix, though.
No, not at all. Not at all.
That happens next door. Lily's over there next door on the beat.
Crank, and Q94.
Cranking. Q94's got... Well, sure, mm-hmm. that makes sense as well.
Yeah, it's more of those.
Lily and I are still thawing our relationship after I was not invited to Freak Fest.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, that's, you know, and we'll get through this. We'll get through this, but...
In time for the next one.
It stung, you know, and Freak Fest looked, you know, like a big to-do, and... You know, the sports host wasn't invited to Freak Fest. What happened there?
Big
questions that need to be answered.
As much as it's probably fun and I love to go out and dance and get dressed up and everything, I don't think I would belong at Freak Fest. I don't think I'm as freak as I need to be for Freak Fest, but I would love to go and see MP on the mic at Freak Fest. That would be fun.
I think I've been pegged as not freaky enough at Freak Fest. You know, as I walk in here with my button-up work shirt and my general white guy demeanor, I don't know
me with my flannel.
And I don't know how I earned that reputation, but apparently that reputation has been has been cemented around here.
Vince and I mean, it's not very like Freak Fest or anything, but We went to Babes in Kerrytown. That was fun. Like, if you want to go out and like dance and stuff, that was fun.
They get after it at Babes. I do know that for sure. That's there's some. What we were talking the other day. Oh, at Richmond, or one of the youngsters asked, where do you go clubbing in Richmond? I said, I have no clue where you'd go clubbing in Richmond. I'm sure people do it.
Yeah.
It's a big city.
Yeah.
I'm sure people are doing it.
Definitely.
Just not me.
Just not me. No, yeah, I'm not part of that scene either. It's like, I love to go out and dance and stuff, but we just don't go clubbing.
I'm a concert person.
Yeah.
And, you know, part of the aging process, a lot of the venues I went to do not exist anymore.
Mm.
Yeah, Toad's Place down there on the river, that's long ago. You probably never went to a show at Toad's Place. Yeah, exactly. Mm. Canal Club's still hanging in there.
They are, I've been there.
They're not renovating either.
I met Drake Bell there.
There you go.
That was fun.
New amphitheater's opening, so that's a thing.
Excited for that. Him and I are going to see 303 when we go there.
It'll be a great spot. Mm-hmm. They're doing this like, because you can just kind of stand up at the top of the hill and see it.
Yes.
And their contention is, no, we built the speakers so that you can only hear it in the venue. Mm-hmm. I don't believe that. I don't buy that. I don't think that's how speakers work.
I can tell you I majored in music. That's not how it works. It's going to carry.
That's not how any of this works.
I mean, it's gonna get lighter the further you go, but like, yeah, it's going to carry.
It's sound, and we're outdoors. Mm-hmm. There's a finite amount of control you can exert over this process. Yep. I do feel confident about that.
I mean, like...
1,000th game at the Diamond tonight for the Flying Squirrels and the... in their Flying Squirrels iteration. Our Braves, of course, played more than 1,000 there. That was a wild stat from Lane, the guy who's been to 988
That's
of the
crazy.
Games. That's legitimately crazy.
Yeah.
You think about all the cold games, the hot games, the day games, the morning games, the night games, the rain games.
Yeah. When does he work?
Well, you can have a job and attend Flying Squirrels games.
You can.
Like that, that's fine. That works with the schedule.
Yeah.
I'm more speaking to the desire.
The
desire element. Like they're I do this professionally. Mm-hmm. They pay me to do this. And I covered baseball for a year professionally. Mm-hmm. And there are days where I got paid to go watch baseball.
Mm-hmm.
I'm fully aware. I had the greatest job in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And did. And the people who do that continue to. And Trey and Blaine have great jobs. There are days you wake up, you're like, I don't want to go over there today.
It's usually
at the start and end of the season when it gets cold.
Mm-hmm.
I could always handle the heat. We'd have day games, and the Squirrels have day games in July.
Yeah.
Like, it's going to be a billion degrees there in that concrete bowl.
Yes.
It's going to be unpleasant. I can usually tell, like, I can pep talk myself on those days.
Mm-hmm. And get there.
It was the cold, rainy ones that got, like, it's going to be 40 degrees tonight.
Yeah.
And it's going to be misty.
Especially like last week, talking to Trey and Blaine when they were doing the games, and what was it? They were in Birmingham, and it was rainy, and there kept being like delays, and you know the Squirrels kept losing. And
that has been
they would get off the air, and Trey would be like, "I want to get out of here."
It has been
a bit
of an issue this year, for sure. Yes.
Yeah.
It's the cold ones that get you more than that. And there they are, plowing through it. 1,000 games. I would guess there's probably some Squirrels personnel who have been to pretty close to 1,000
Yeah, definitely.
I would guess nobody's got a perfect record on the 1,000. I'd be really surprised if anybody has. Mm-hmm. Life happens along the way. Barney's been to a few of them. If he hadn't been to 900, I'd be surprised. We'll check in with Barney. Let's do a quick Squirrels update. They never win. When I'm in here doing the show live, I mentioned that the other day with Hayes. The Squirrels do win. It does happen occasionally, but I'm never like they won on Friday last week. But then we had the long holiday weekend. Like I'm not coming in here on Tuesday and be like, yo, y'all, the Squirrels won on Friday.
No,
they had losses in between point A and point B. We got to enjoy this. Bryce Eldridge, he's a bona fide superstar. 2-run home run last night. Squirrels beat the Senators 4-1. It was wine and canine night. The dogs were at the ballpark. I don't think that's a coincidence. The dogs were there and the Flying Squirrels were cheered on to victory. It was also hippo night.
Poppy.
Poppy the hippo. My guy Doug, RVA Coffee Stain, threw out the first pitch in honor of hippo night. And they won. I'm declaring that not a coincidence. Just saying. Good things happened. Let's get Parney on the line. When we come back, we'll talk about all things squirrels ahead of the 1,000th game at the Diamond tonight. We'll keep this bit season edition of MB on the Mic rolling. You're listening to 910
the
Fan.
910
the Fan, 105.1 FM. For one last time in the month of May, it's Thursday Fun with Gary Hess.
One final time in May.
I work two jobs. I work here, and I work at the Richmond Derby.
Yes, you do.
As you know, we pay biweekly here, which means twice a year, you get three paychecks instead of two.
The three-paycheck month.
Those are good months.
Linda and I get paid on the same schedule. So the three-paycheck months are circled in red.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, the Richmonder pays on the opposite weeks as Odyssey. So
you have money coming in every week.
I get four three-paycheck months a year. This one is not an Odyssey one, but is a Richmonder one.
Aha. Uh-huh.
Yeah. So anytime there's a long month, it's like, let's go. Look in my chops.
I think there's a three-paycheck month for us coming up in August.
That would check out, because if this is the other one, we're 3 months away in the cycle. I don't miss them. I know when they're coming.
Yes.
That's the good stuff.
Because if you're anything like me, all your budgetary things are based on two paychecks a month.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because that makes the third paycheck gravy.
It also, they don't take out the insurance in the third one either, which cranks it up a little higher. You may not have, you probably got Linda's, but.
Linda works for Anthem, so yes. Yeah, I think it's safe to say I'm on her insurance.
You're not missing much. So, first segment today, you set this up for us. Thank you very much. Appreciate that. Phil Gross was on, Coach Gross from Midlothian High School. They're doing a golf tournament June 30th to raise money for a new weight room in honor of Wyatt Fowler, of course, who died in a car accident about a year and a half ago. Great interview. Megan calls Coach on the phone as she, a great producer. Just love Megan.
Right.
And calls on the phone, and he answers, "Hey, this is Coach Gross." But I guess, you know, she kind of half-tuned there whenever she heard, "Hi, this is Coach Chris."
It sounded like it, I swear.
And just, oh, MP and tell me we're having Coach Chris on this morning.
How
and
you
she's
doing,
like,
Megan?
"Hey, how's it going, Coach? All right." Like,
my boy Gross is like, "Hi."
So you didn't tell me it was Chris on. I thought, I don't think it is. Did we accidentally call Chris? Did we get the wrong number? What happened?
I was
oh
so
my
convinced.
Gosh, that's so great. You know, the only person that would love this more than you and me is Chris. And, you know, Megan is the official producer of the Thursday High School Walkthrough.
And our friend Christopher is usually on site with you guys. So there's so much of our crew becomes the Thursday and Friday night crew.
Yes. So, well, yeah. Good thing Coach Gross is such a good guy. He's like, "Well, Megan, I'm glad we can be friends."
I know. He was
what
like,
a warm
what
welcome
do
to this
I
program.
Know you?
Like, this is great.
They love having me on. Treat me like family.
I could have sworn on my savings, he said, "Chris." It sounded like it.
And you knew, because I'm bad about sharing like a show plan and all. Like, Adam's got.
You have to have a show plan to share it.
Bingo. Adam's got a whole spreadsheet that he shares with the producer. Here's what we're going to do. Here's what we're going to talk about. Here's the book. And yes, you hit the nail on the head there. We don't have that here. So she just knows this is about high school football somehow.
And so Chris is there.
This is not a reach.
That's a logical dot connect there.
Not a reach at all.
There you go.
Coach Gross knows Coach Chris, though.
Okay. They're connected. Yeah, sure. Worlds combined.
Sure. And weight room, I mean, that's an important thing now. I mean, these.
No, it's always been an important thing for a football program.
No, but they go year round now in a way they didn't always go year round.
Yes.
I know, like, even. I'm not old, Gary, but I act like it sometimes. But when I was in school, it wasn't I don't remember the football team being a year-round obligation.
They still encourage, you know, well, let me rephrase it. The good coaches.
Yeah.
Editorial comment here.
All editorial comment. I didn't go to one of those. Yeah.
The good coaches still encourage their kids to play other sports.
Okay.
In the other seasons. Some of them are territorial like that, but the ones that don't play sports other than football, they do off-season workouts year-round. And so, yes, it is, except for those dark periods where, you know, you're not allowed. But other than that, you know, between 7-on-7 tournaments.
That is exactly what I was about to say. It feels like even the dark periods now are just 7-on-7 periods.
Right. And they just, you know, it's unofficial, unsanctioned mm-hmm. gatherings or whatever. So, mm-hmm. yes, it is. It's definitely a year-round sport. And you know, and you see the results in the programs that really embrace it and do it right.
No question. And we're headed towards a great seat. You're 32. Of high school game of the week.
That's still unfathomable to
me. It's a fantastic... It's both... Like, sometimes there are things that are good for the community and there are things that are fun. It's that overlap where, like, this is good for the community that you do it, and it's fun.
And it's fun.
And it's worth listening
to. I tell people all the time that while I have grown weary of some of the... You know, people say, you know, why are you going to quit? It's great. And I said, well, you know, when the decision comes to quit... For me, it will, and it's not going to be this year. We are moving forward this fall, but it's not going to be about Friday nights. Friday nights are fabulous. Yep. Friday nights are great. Yep. It's Saturday through Thursday that wears you out.
You talk to any NFL player at the end of the season, and there's always like, you never believe any of them when they say they're going to retire right after the season. Because I just know being in that locker room in week 16, week 17, and I can't do this again. I can't do this again. I'm done. I'm calling it quits.
And that has nothing to do with game day.
No. And then you get to April and May and June, and your body's not aching in the morning, and you're feeling a little bit. You're missing it a little bit. I can do this again. Right. Yeah, that wasn't so bad. A little bit like having kids. You get to a point on the other side, you're like, those sleepless nights weren't so bad. We can do this again.
And then you have coaches that some coaches that, you know, they'll get to the end of the day and they'll roll up the sidewalks and go home with a little dose of perspective and say, if you can't figure it out in 12 hours a day, you're not going to figure it out or whatever.
Sure.
And then I remember when I covered the Burgundy and Gold before your time.
Yeah.
I remember Coach Gibbs was notorious for sleeping at the facility and not, you know, being there days at a time. And, yeah, Coach Gibbs was one of those guys that it was like morning, noon, and night, lather, rinse, repeat, you know, because you have to be prepared.
Many nights we got back from the West Coast game, you know, playing and land at 4 or 5 in the morning, and that just when the new work day began. And, you know, whatever sleep you got on the plane was the sleep you got because it was time to roll.
I always am interested, always fascinated going back to the high school level, getting to know some of the coaches as I do. There are the coaches that as soon as the game's over on Friday night, you know, they get everybody out the door and then they're out the door. You know, it's time to unwind. Well, you know, we'll have a meeting 9 o'clock Saturday morning with the team or what have you. I know more than one coach who I will not name names that they stay at the field house, at the office till 2-3 o'clock in the morning, Friday night, Saturday morning, watching, you know, breaking down the film and starting on the film for the next week's opponent. Just grinding right out the gate after the game.
It gets in your blood. It's who you are after all. Sean McVay, his grandfather, was, of course, the architect of some very famous football teams.
Right.
His dad grew up around that and said, ain't going to be me. I'm not going into the family business. Like, I'm staying as far away from football as I can. Has a very successful career as a businessman.
Right.
And then young Sean
said, nope, I'm doing football.
Oh, that looks fun. Yeah. And he'll tell you now, it ruins my life.
Because he only knows one way to do it.
That's, he cannot do it at half speed.
Right.
He cannot do it.
And that's, I tell people all the time, you know, and I'm not saying the way I do things to prepare for a Friday night football broadcast is the right way or the wrong way. I'm sure there are some things I do that could definitely be done more efficiently. But 32 years, I only know one way to do it. And that's the way I'm going to do it until I don't do it anymore.
Yeah, my guy Weldon Bradshaw, I'll shout him out too. Because you got to give your all for the kids and for the name and for the brand and for... You know, you.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages.
Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Owe it to everybody involved who's putting so much time into it to do it right. And y'all do it right, of course. So.
Yes, and Weldon does too.
And Weldon does it right too.
Weldon does too.
He's got you doubled up on the laps there because he's past 60 years of doing it, which
it's
is
just crazy.
You said unfathomable at the start. That's true. Like, that's truly unfathomable to do it at a high level for 60 years.
Yeah, when he was telling me about some of the early, you know, sporting events he covered, and I'm like, dude, I was in middle school.
I'm like, dude. couple more water crises. I'm not going to make it to 60. Have
you ever been asked to speak to the what they call the warts group, the retired football
yes.
high school group?
Yes.
I got that coming up in June.
Golden Corral still?
Yes.
I mean, look, I'm a man of simple tastes, simple pleasures, and I think Arthur Utley maybe hooked me up, got the invite extended. And, you know, I'll talk to anybody, anywhere, anytime. I was at the Rotary Club last week. I love talking to groups. But what's the deal? We're meeting at the Golden Corral, and I can eat for free, and it's all I can eat. Yeah, I don't even have to think about this one and clear my schedule.
Okay.
Yeah.
So yeah, this calendar year they've had Lane and Sean and Chris.
Yep.
And so I'm up in June.
It'd be a little offensive if you weren't asked at this point.
Well, I was asked I was supposed to do it in February and it got snowed out.
Okay.
And so and we're like, I was like, well, you want me to do next month? He goes, well, we've got March, April, and May. How about June? I was like, yeah, June works.
Boom.
So looking forward to that, talking to those guys. It's a group of retired, there's some athletic directors, football coaches, officials, because Weldon goes, you know, semi-retired media types. So it's a good group to regale people. I'll just tell some Coach Rinaldi stories. People will love that.
I am so, like, when I retire someday, that is what I want to do. with my time and with my life. I want to go hang out with other old people and tell stories and be at the Golden Corral for the breakfast buffet. That's true. Like that just checks 100% of the boxes I need out of
I will tell on our mutual friend, Lane Casadante. Lane and I have many times talked about the how we are looking forward to the days where we can engage in full-time efforts to yell at people to get off our lawn.
Another week of fun. I did write down a list of a few topics in case we needed them, and we'll just
and, as usual, we didn't.
We'll roll us into next week. He's Gary Hass, Sports Director, 910 The Fan. Have a great weekend, Gary.
You too, my man.
All right, come back after this. You're listening to 910 The Fan at 105.1 FM. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM. Worldwide on the free Odyssey app. Rolling along on our program this morning. Phone lines belong to you, 833-804-0910. The evening belongs to Blaine and Trey, Richmond Flying Squirrels baseball. You hear it every night during the summer, except Mondays. They don't play on Mondays, and except Sundays, because they play matinees on Sundays. I love the predictability of the Flying Squirrels schedule. I think that's one of the best things minor league baseball has done in recent memory, is changing to the six games, one place, Mondays off, reload, get back after it. I think that makes a ton of sense, and I salute them for that, and we will give the Flying Squirrels update later in this program, as we do on days when they play. Ken Rosenthal, he is the national baseball writer for The Athletic, has an article, and this has been shared around a lot over the last couple of days. Here's Ken Rosenthal. When identifying baseball's perennial bottom feeders, the Colorado Rockies come immediately to mind, with the Pittsburgh Pirates, Chicago White Sox, and Miami Marlins also in the conversation. The Washington Nationals belong, too. Since winning the 2019 World Series, the Nationals rank third in the majors in losses, one behind the Pirates, 14 behind the Rockies. They're six games under 500 at this point this season, which I don't think should come as a surprise to anybody. Now, number one, Ken Rosenthal here, he nails it. Number one factor, the ownership's lack of investment is partly to blame. And that is, of course, where we cast our blame on this show very regularly. The Nationals gave out some contracts that were unwise coming out of the World Series, which every team does, let some guys go, but on the whole have not invested in personnel. And in the last 3 years, they've been in the bottom 10 in payroll. And we could talk about root causes there. We can talk about how they came into a market where they did not have an established fan base, and it is, in this day and age, very hard to establish a fan base. So many people in D.C., are from other places, already have loyalties, already have favorite teams, already have a team they root for, and they'll go cheer for them when they come to town. Also a town where there was a team and a good team and a compelling team and a great stadium less than an hour away for most DC residents. That's Baltimore, of course, and the Orioles. So when you say there were challenges here, and there are challenges here in building a fan base, I agree. All not on that. This will take generations to build up a fan base. I'll also say what I always say when it comes to sports and money and the Juan Soto contract and the Yankees spending, and that is, not my money. There's a difference between a salary cap league and a not a salary cap league. In the NFL, every team has the same amount of money to spend. So it is okay to break down, to get worked up over how much a team spends on a player, because it's a zero-sum game. If you give a football player money, that money cannot be given to another football player. You cannot infinitely invest in football players. There's a limit. There's a salary cap. There's a cap on what you can do. In baseball, there's no limit. And that brings me back to my point A. A, my money. The Learners own the Washington baseball team and are filthy rich. And without getting into their pockets, that's, if you own a community good like that and you operate it for a profit instead of operating it for to win a World Series and bring joy to the community, I reserve the right to be mad at you on the radio. There are plenty of fantastic business investments all over the area, all over the state of Virginia. Virginia, open for business. You hear the governor say it all the time. Bringing manufacturing here, real estate's going wild, house prices. If you want to just make money, if you have $1 billion, you want to make a second $1 billion. A lot of great places to do that in Virginia. Don't do it with the baseball team, because I'm going to say that's not right. That's our team. You're stewarding it for us, the fans. You get the glory. You get to lift the trophy and do the song and dance when you win the World Series. But on the whole, you're keeping track of it for us, the community. I don't think that's an unfair take on a non-salary capped league like baseball. But Ken Rosenthal says it's not just about spending, it's also about developing. And the Nationals are not doing that either. They have the number one pick in this year's draft, but the end to their turnaround and rebuild is not necessarily in sight. They have some good players, and free agency's coming for them. And I mean, goodness, Wood is just cranking. James Wood is just cranking home runs night in and night out. It's really fun to watch. They have building blocks that they got in the Juan Soto trade, and they got in other trades. They're not that far away. Ken Rosenthal is, hey, they're not developing here. And I think that brings us to the Mike Rizzo discussion, which is complicated because everybody's made up their mind on Mike Rizzo, general manager of the Washington Nationals. Now, I will say this coming into the discussion. If they don't win the World Series the year they do, coming out of the wild card, this is a very different discussion. We all understand that. This is a different discussion because they're World Series champion. And the Lerner's legacy, when Ted Lerner, you know, when the story is written, is Ted Lerner brought a World Series title to Washington, D.C. If they lose, if Juan Soto doesn't get to hit against the Brewers, if they lose in the first round of those playoffs, Ted Lerner, cheap bum who brought a baseball team back so we could make money instead of giving us happiness and wins on the baseball field. It changed a lot of legacies, Rizzo's included. Here's the problem. Mike Rizzo, if we do general manager rankings, and I'm not because I respect you too much as a listener to subject you to Major League Baseball general manager rankings. Wouldn't do it to you. If we do general manager rankings, Mike Rizzo, 1 to 32, is not in the top 10. Even the Mike Rizzo believers can all settle down. He's not a top 10 general manager. He's not a bottom 10 general manager. He's just there. But this is the question we always ask ourselves in sports. Not, is he top 10? Not, is he the best? Can you do better? And the answer is pretty definitively from my seat here. No, you can't do better. We played this game with the Dan Snyder Commanders football team skins for a long time. Was Jay Gruden a top 10 NFL football coach? No. You can't make that argument. I love Jay Gruden. I think you all know that. I tell Jay Gruden stories. I love, you know, we love hearing from Jay on Current Thoughts. Jay Gruden was not a top 10 NFL coach. But when it was time, when it was time to make a decision, the question we had to ask and the question I posed was, can you do better? And I thought at the time the answer was a pretty definitive no. History was kind to me there. Ron Rivera was not better than Jay Gruden. That organization was not going to do better. The Nationals, for Ken Rosenthal to suggest that somehow you could fix this problem with a better GM with better development, ignores that strong GMs and player developers aren't touching that team with a 50-foot stick. They're cheap. They're impulsive. They don't sign. They don't allow long-term contracts. The stories are legendary out of there. And same with Dan Snyder. Is Jay Gruden the right guy to win a Super Bowl? Probably not. Jay's ceiling's probably wild card team. 10, 11 wins. You give him the right people. Can we do better? No, because no coach good enough to win a Super Bowl is going to touch that job. Same in D.C. Nobody's going to touch that GM job because of all the institutional issues. This is a stadium where if you sit in the right seats up top on the first base line, you can literally see the Capitol building of the United States. Phenomenal downtown location. They're on TV all the time in the NL East. They haven't sold naming rights to the stadium yet. You think that's because companies don't want to be associated with a thing that's visible to millions of people? No, it's because the Lerners are difficult, is the reporting you read over and over again. And the way they negotiate grates on people, and the way they run their franchise grates on people. And I respect Ken Rosenthal. I mean, he knows more baseball than I know. He's forgotten more baseball than I'll ever know. He's a baseball insider. I just think it's unfair to judge Mike Rizzo on this. Is he developing at a World Series caliber level? He's not. And nobody's going to in that building. And that's the part that stinks. The other part that stings is Ted Leonsis was close to buying the team. And whatever you think of Ted Leonsis, which, by the way, is a direct split if you're a Caps or a Wiz fan. If you're primarily a Wizards fan, you think Ted's a bum. If you're a Capitals fan, you think Ted's a pretty good owner. Both takes are fine. He's probably somewhere in the middle. I think it's inarguable at this point he would be a better owner and steward of the Washington Nationals than the Lerners. We'll be tracking that this summer. He got tired of it. He said that in interviews. He got tired of it. The negotiation. He wants to buy the baseball team. They have a negotiating style that drives people away. That's the next big thing, and that's I'm going to keep the heat on the Washington Nationals for that exact reason, because it's okay to demand better. It's okay to say this is a top market and a top region. I want the minor league baseball team here. I want AA Washington Nationals coming through here, but it's okay to demand excellence because it's not your money and because there's a lot of people who line up to buy that team if they stepped away from it. We'll step away for a second. We'll come back. A little more talk on the other side. You're listening to 910 The Fan at 105.1 FM. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM. You're home for the Washington Commanders in Richmond all season long. OTA's underway. Flying towards training camp. We'll be there the last week of July after we take a little summer breather. It's only the best of if you've never heard it. Otherwise, you can just pretend it's fresh to you. That's the beauty of the summer shows. We don't make a lot of them, but you don't listen to a lot of them. We got our regulars. Shout out to the regulars. They'll need to find something else to do that July 4th week when we're off. But for everybody else, you just enjoy on the show and just pretend it's me talking to you and not me sitting by a pool trying to light fireworks because I love America and I'm going to.
There you go.
And I'm gonna be back in Kansas where anything goes.
Nice.
An official Kansas firework policy. Anything goes.
That's kind of scary.
That's what my wife says every year. It's always fun to get back from that. Gary and I were talking about that vacation period, too, where it's just such a dull spot in the sports calendar. And then you get back to everything. Mm-hmm. Football starts up and training camp and the Commanders and the college. And we got the Beamer Bowl to kick us off. We got Ohio State, Texas. Got a great lineup and all that. Commanders are extra interesting this year, and Cliff Kingsbury chatted with the media yesterday. And Cliff, I think, is going to be one of the main characters of the NFL season this year. And I don't mean by that he's going to be better or worse than normal. I think he's really good at what he does, which is being an offensive coordinator. I think he was phenomenal at times last year. He navigated that midseason slide with an assist from Bobby Wagner, got the team back on the right track. What was interesting to me was people dismiss the midseason slide. That's just a pattern because you're making it one. He was, I just want to say this, the midseason slide was real. He was great in the final weeks of the season. I'm including the playoff games. His performance in Detroit is an all-timer of play calling and game management. That he went to Detroit and did it in Ben Johnson's house makes it even better. What he did in that game was a lot like the Cincy game in week two. Like, what's the deal? We're going up against, we have to score on every single possession. I guess we'll just do that then. That imposition of will, which only works when you've got a guy who's got that number of tricks and also that good of an offense to work with. He's got an even better offense to work with this year. I love that we've never asked this question with the Commanders in the preseason. Wait, are they going to have enough touches to go around? They got so many good players. Cliff Kingsbury, what do you think? Do you have enough touches to go around?
Yeah, I've never had a great player that didn't want the ball, and so that kind of comes with the territory. But that's one thing I think that DQ has created where it's, the team above anything else. And these guys that had their success last year and got their touches, they know bringing Debo in, there's going to be less, but we're going to be better. And I think when they're able to sacrifice for that and understand that the ultimate goal is winning, then, it all works itself out. But you want those guys. I mean, they're going to be pissed. I'll get cussed out a few games, but it just comes with the territory. You'd rather have really good players cussing you out than bad players cussing you out. So...
I think you'd rather have good players cussing you out than bad players being kind to you. But no, he just gets cussed out either way.
That's sad.
just picking whether it's with good players or bad players, which ones are going to cuss him out or not. Cliff Kingsbury, offensive coordinator for the Washington Commanders. I think Debo management is a really important part of his season because Debo's got his thing where he's a wide receiver, not a running back. I think to use him at his best here, he's going to need to be a running back at times as well. And that's the Jaden dilemma as well. He's so good as a running back, and he's willing to do it. You don't want to overuse him in that spot, though. So there's a lot of management going on. No, he's the main character, in this NFL season. Because if he has even a little bit of success, and we see the schedule, there's the potential for early success. Everybody sees that. If he has even a little bit of success, he is number one on the wish list for everybody who needs a coach this year. Guy who was just on the fast track to being a coach. And I have always said the college results do not match the hype with Cliff Kingsbury. Right? He's a Jay Gruden in my mind. Jay Gruden, brilliant offensive coordinator. I don't think he's head coach material. Cliff may change. And tutoring under or training under Dan Quinn is a great step in that direction in terms of knowing how to run a room, knowing how to run a meeting, knowing how to build a culture. He's getting a great lesson in all those things. Does that translate to he's ready to run a team? I don't know. What I know is somebody's going to give him that opportunity. Because, yeah, how could you resist that? A guy who's got the total package, has worked with all the great quarterbacks, good-looking young coordinator. That's exactly who you want to hire as your coach, offensive background. He checks 100% of the boxes. If he's got even a little tiny bit of early success, he's going to be mentioned for these head coaching jobs. There's no doubt in my mind about that. He's going to be number one on a lot of these lists, and then that colors the season too, and that cranks up the pressure, whether you like it or not. We've seen this with Jalen Hurts in Philly. There is a step back when you change coordinators. We've seen this in Kansas City. A lot of the continuity has been just having the two with Patrick Mahomes. That's a lot of the success. That's not the world we're going to live in, because Jaden Daniels is going to have a new coordinator, maybe next year, maybe in 2 years. Whenever he does, though, that's a potential step back year. And that's an obstacle. And that's something they'll have to deal with, which makes this season all the more important, all the more urgent. Cliff Kingsbury, main character, we'll be hearing from him. He's gotten really good at saying nothing too at those press conferences, which I think he's always kind of been. But I love that. I'd rather be cursed out by the good players. He's got some of them on his roster this year, and we'll be excited to follow along. We're back with more after this. You're listening to Richmond's Home of the Commanders. This is 910 The Fan, now 105.1.
Thursday morning, what's up, Richmond? 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM. We're always worldwide in the Free Odyssey. Yeah, make sure to check us out there. Big show today as we fly through a short week. Started Tuesday, we're already more than halfway done. Thursday program takes you up to Rich Eisen at noon. Grant and Danny drive you home. Flying Squirrels baseball tonight, 1,000th. Home game at the Diamond as the Richmond Flying Squirrels. Congrats to them on that. Parney joins the show at 11. No introduction needed there. No, Parney joins the show at 11:30 today. No introduction needed there. Gary Hess in 15 minutes, as we do on Thursdays. I want to start the show this morning with a special guest, though, and we'll go out to Midlothian High School on the hotline here. Phil Gross is the football coach over at Midlothian down in Chesterfield. Love checking in with our local schools, but particularly today, they've got a really exciting event coming up, a charity golf tournament for a fantastic cause. And Coach Gross is going to tell us all about that, so we'll welcome him in right now. Good morning. How's it going?
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Do you have him, Megan? Sorry. I do not have him. All right, we're gonna make that work. And when we make that work, we'll tell you all about the Midlothian High School charity golf tournament. We'll also get to the Commanders in a bit, of course. Cliff Kingsbury chatting yesterday at OTAs about year two in the offense, year two, coordinating Jaden Daniels, and high expectations. Should be an exciting season. Two new offensive linemen, Josh Connerly through the draft, and Laramie Tunsil, of course, in the trade. So that's going to be an exciting year down there. We'll hear from Cliff Kingsbury later in the show. NBA and NHL working towards the finals as we move towards... we're halfway home in each of them. Last night, Thunder locked up their spot as the one seed, and your defending Stanley Cup champion, two-time finalist, Florida Panthers, take care of business in Carolina, ending. It's not a disappointing season because they're a good team and they played well. But, man, for the Panthers fans who got excited about this year's team, and the window's not closing. That eases your pain. If you're a Panthers fan, or if you're a Canes fan, the window's certainly not closing. They've got their main pieces locked up. They've got cap space. They've got room to move. But it stings when you go out like that, especially after three previous exits to that degree as well. We've got Nats baseball late tonight. They are out in Seattle. 9:40 Oilers Stars, Pacers Knicks at 8 o'clock, of course, you'll hear the Squirrels right here as they continue their series with the Baby Nats, the Harrisburg Senators. Right now, though, let's go out to the hotline. And we got a really fun event coming up for a great cause. And so we will check in. It's not quite football season yet. Our next guest is probably quite happy about that. But it is a great time to be thinking about football and really cool golf tournament we're going to tell you about. Head football coach at Midlothian High School, Phil Gross, joins the program this morning. Coach, good morning. How's it going?
Hi, good morning to you. Thanks for having me on this morning. It means a lot. We're doing well. We're just winding up. Spring workouts about a week ago, and we took a week off for exams. Now we're getting ready to start up with our summer workouts so that we get cranked up for the season. We're excited.
Man, spring's always such a busy time at the schools, not just spring workouts, but all the spring sports. Those fields are busy every night down there in Chesterfield, and certainly lots of contenders as we head towards the spring jubilee, which we love to see. But we're on this morning talking about, you guys are doing a charity golf tournament out at Brandermill. This is Monday, June 30th. For a great cause and for a great reason. Why don't you tell us about the tournament and what you guys are raising money for?
Sure. So honestly, this was a brainchild that sort of came up about a year and a half ago. As many of you may or may not know, we lost one of our friends and teammates about a year and a half ago. Wyatt Fowler was a member of our JV football squad, and unfortunately about a year and a half ago he passed, and we were just sort of determined that we would look out for his family. The idea sort of came with regards to, so often there's a huge outpouring to the family when somebody passes, especially with a tragedy such as this. And then, you know, a couple weeks, a month or two later, most people go on with their lives, but then the family is sort of, you know, they're still remembering every birthday, every holiday, every game that goes by that, you know, Wyatt might have been a part of. And so we committed ourselves to really sort of walking with Wyatt's family. Amy Fowler, his mother, has just been amazing with regards to just being around and serving and helping our program. She's an incredible woman. And we just wanted to be there for their family throughout, as next year would actually, this coming season would be Wyatt's senior year. So we were sort of determined that we were going to walk them through all of these occasions that would come up. And part of the thing that we sort of came up with is that Wyatt loved to lift weights. He loved to lift weights with our team. He also loved to work out with an organization he participated with called Boys to Men. And so we got this idea of building a new weight room in his honor. Our current facilities are just honestly too small to host all the teams, and specifically even our team at this juncture. We run usually in season 100 plus kids, and so we really sort of needed an additional facility to work out in. We thought it would be great to sort of honor Wyatt with that, since he loved the team and he loved working out so much. And Amy and family were gracious enough to allow us to pursue this golf tournament in his honor to raise funds for it. So that's sort of the impetus behind it.
It's a great event. I love the thinking because, yeah, we remember he was a passenger in a car accident, and Wyatt Fowler, obviously, taken from us far too soon a year and a half ago. But I love that the memory carries on and ahead of what would have been his senior year of football. So it's a charity golf tournament. Money goes towards a new weight room at Midlothian High School in Wyatt's honor, which is awesome, and we'll keep that memory alive even longer. Tell folks kind of the details of the event, how they can get involved, how they can sign up.
Sure, absolutely. So right now we're in the initial phases of getting sponsors for our tournament. We have a number of different levels. The tournament is actually being run through our football booster parents with the Midlothian Athletic Boosters Association. We call it MABA for short. We have a number of levels. It starts at a bronze sponsorship at $500 and ranges from a silver, gold, and platinum sponsorship, which are at $1,000, $2,000, and $2,500 respectively, all the way to a title sponsorship, which is at $4,000. Our whole sponsorships are actually sold out at this point.
Wonderful.
We actually have had a number of it's awesome. We've had a number of businesses to sort of step in and donate and help. And so we're also looking for foursomes that want to play in the tournament. It costs $600 to bring four people to the tournament and just play. And if you're interested in any of those things, the easiest way actually to get the information is by contacting mabafootballparent@gmail.com. It's mabafootballparent@gmail.com, and we can get the information out to you, whether you want to just play or whether maybe a business wants to come beside us and help support this charitable event so that we can get this done. And we're estimating it's actually going to cost us somewhere in the range of $70,000 to $80,000 to get it up and running, which is a huge chunk of change. I do, if you don't mind me just taking a sidelight, I have to thank Ryan Goodrich, who's also on my coaching staff, but he works for ML Bell Construction. And his company, along with SW Mills Electrical and RJ Bringer Concrete, are actually doing wonders and trying to cut costs for us and just make sure that we can make this a feasible project. Otherwise, we'd be probably looking at a lot more that we're trying to fund.
We do not mind that at all. We love sharing people doing good things in the community and for the community. It's certainly what's happening here. We got Coach Phil Gross on Midlothian High School talking about the charity golf tournament coming up to honor the memory of Wyatt Fowler as they work to build a new weight room out there at Midlo. So it's Monday, June 30th at Brander Mill. Love hearing you've got a great early response. Would certainly encourage any of our listeners to sign up right now, email, get a group together, go out and play. It's the middle of summer. You don't have an excuse. Get out there. Should be a great time and certainly a great cause. Coach, we really appreciate you spending a few minutes with us. Anything else we should mention about this event?
No, I think that about wraps it up. I just want to say thank you. I really appreciate you having us on today. It means a lot that, you know, you guys support our local schools and our local sports teams. So thank you for all you guys do.
Well, I appreciate that. Season 32 of high school football, game of the week on deck this fall. One of the guys behind that, Gary Hess, he'll swing by the studio. Join me for a few as we count down. We're past Memorial Day. Time to count down to summer workouts, practices, and then the games. We've got a great schedule this year. I know that. We'll probably ask Gary about that. On the other side, we'll take a break. Come right back. You're listening to 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM.
Give me the mic, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM worldwide on the free Odyssey app. And we love spending a little time with this guy. He's sports director at CBS 6, Lane Casadante, joins the program for a little summer fun here. We're officially in the slog of summer here. We've got the Memorial Day to, you know, football practice starting. That's kind of the window where we look ahead to what's coming. Lane, what's up, man?
Hey, good morning, Michael. How is everyone?
Everybody's great here. And Gary Hess was in earlier, and he told me he's chatting with the Warts group that meets at the Golden Corral. And I said, he said, you were last up there. I said, I love talking to that group because it's a breakfast buffet at Golden Corral. That's, you can have your chicken on a plate at the Jefferson. You can have your fancy plated fish at the Omni. Give me buffet breakfast at the Golden Corral any day of the week, Lane.
Yeah, unlike your twisted views of Pierce's in Williamsburg, I could not be more behind you on this. Yes, and the funny thing is it's a little weird going and talking with a group of people and half of them you see all the time anyway. So it's like, I just saw you last week. I don't know what we're going to talk about, but no, it's a group of seasoned gentlemen who, you know, have seen quite a bit in this area over the last half century or so. And their perspective is invaluable, and they are always very appreciative to hear kind of what goes on behind the scenes of what we do on a daily basis. And they some of their questions are fairly interesting, things that maybe you wouldn't have thought about, but it's always good to get a perspective from the people of whom we are asking to, you know, consume what we're putting out on a daily basis.
It's also, you get asked to make a lot of appearances, speeches, things like that, as you're, you know, on TV every night. I get some as well in my world. And this one's different because, like, normally it's like, let me tell you about covering sports and it's fun and here's what we do. Like, you jump in at a higher level there. There's like, everybody in this room might be smarter than me about the thing I pretend to be smart about every day.
Yeah. Yeah. They'll know, like, you'll cite some you'll cite some game precedent or a rule, and they'll be like, "Well, that's not exactly true." And you're like, "Oh shit!" Here we go. But they're always. I mean, I have since I, you know, as like you, I didn't grow up here, so there is a certain huge swath of history of this place that, you know, is before my time. And I have leaned on people like this for my entire 30 years here. Now, have I been able to see quite a bit of stuff in the last three decades? Absolutely. But there's a perspective and a history that you can get from people who were here before you and who have seen much more than you that I have always treated as invaluable, not just for the historical aspect of everything, but for the perspective and just for the appreciation of what, you know, has happened here before we ever got here, and to put it into context with what we're seeing, you know, in this day and age.
Hey, and I was actually in the WTVR archives yesterday. I'll take this off the rails and away from sports. There was a story yesterday, Harrison Tyler, who is long been the answer to a trivia question. He is the grandson of the president, President Tyler, who lived, I mean, what was John Tyler? The 1800s. And because he had a child late in life, and then his child had a child late in life, he was still living and died at 96 earlier this week. Incredible trivia question and you know, historical fun fact. But y'all, WTVR, I pulled from the archives there. You got the story, Greg McQuaid talking to him 10 years ago. It's like, man, you know, it's fun to dig into that stuff. And RIP, the answer to one of the great bar trivia questions of all time.
The grandson of the 10th president. Donald Trump is now, what, 47? This was the 10th president of the United States, yes. And this was his grandson. We're not taught, there's no great in that word, just grandson. So two generations removed. And obviously, you know, it takes, you know, an oddity in terms of, you know, marriages and procreation and things like that. But yeah, the grandson of the 10th president, I believe John Tyler was early 19th century. So that spans quite a bit. And it's that's also, I mean, this area just has so much, you know, history, good, bad, or indifferent. You never know what you're, you know, you kick over a rock, you never really know what you're going to find underneath.
It's so true around here in particular. And you know, Tyler was born in the George Washington administration. The three of them had touched every presidential administration until we get to the next one, which, you know, goes that's conversation that goes down smooth over a nice Pierce's Pit barbecue sandwich down there.
Yeah, how would you know?
Lane Casadane, sports director at CBS 6, joins us. As we get ready for the summer, and, you know, we'll throttle back a little bit. I know we're right around the corner to getting ready for Friday Night Football, and you guys, you and Sean, put in a ton of great work on that. And we were talking earlier about just the balance of power has always been in the East End, but it feels like this is the first year where you say definitively Verina is going to be the favorite, not Highland Springs, and that everything that comes with that, given how good Highland Springs has been and how feared they've been for so long.
It's also, you know, they won four straight state titles and have gone to, I think in the last decade, I think they've been to at least eight or nine title games, and maybe it may not be that many, but they've made the state semifinals at least that many times. And it's a level of excellence that you don't quite appreciate when you're in the middle of it until you have a little bit of distance and you go back and look and see, oh, you know, we just expected it back then. And it's, you know, some teams make it look easy. And the joke that I've always had with Lauren Johnson out there is, you know, I show up for one of their first practices and I'm like, well, lather, rinse, repeat, right? It's just that easy. And he always shakes his head and giggles at me and he's like, I wish it was that easy. And it really isn't, because the other thing that I know we lose perspective on this, and I know that a lot of, you know, if it's not your kid, then you have a hard time grasping this, but when we're dealing with high school football, we're dealing with 16 to 17 year olds, and even college football, you're dealing with, you know, 19 and 20 year olds, and they're fallible, and, you know, they might be good, but they're also human, and you and I wake up, everybody wakes up every day, and, you know, how do you feel today? Is this going to be a good day? Is this going to be a bad day? You're not really sure. Athletes are the same way. They want to maintain a level of consistency and reach a level of performance every single time they step on the field, court, or whatever, but it just doesn't happen because we're all human. So to, you know, just assume that those teams and those programs are going to be there year in and year out, you can't quite do that. Coaches understand that because they're in the middle of it every day. And to, you know, just the fact that we're always talking about Highland Springs and we're always talking about Verina is just a testament to A, the coaches that have created the culture that allows, you know, even the hint of success to be thought of, and B, the kids that put in the time and the work and want to be part of that. You know, you put on a Highland Springs uniform, there's a level of expectation that you don't have at a lot of other places, and you have to buy into that. And the kids that do buy into it are what help really make it sustainable. And the kids that don't are the ones that either get left behind or are not going to know that kind of achievement. So there's a buy-in from all over the place that you just don't get at, you know, every single program across the area.
And what you guys do a great job of acknowledging at CBS 6 too is that, you know, the Beyond the Roster and all that, you know, that those systems and those expectations can also create great students and great athletes and great people too. And I, you know, for all, you know, it sometimes we overhype the good sports do in society, but I think it's very reasonable to say that because of these two programs in the East End, a lot of young men have been developed in a very positive way that they wouldn't have been without these programs, which is awesome as well.
And so, you know, we want to see them play on Saturdays, and then eventually we want to see them play on Sundays. And you see, you know, how difficult it is to get to the next level at every step. But yeah, the one thing that, you know, obviously sports is fun. We grew up playing, we grew up watching, we grew up appreciating it. But sports, when we cover it, it's really 90% of the time it's about achievement. And it's about wanting to attain achievement. And you can't really say that about a lot of other areas of journalism. You know, a lot of other areas you're looking for what's wrong, or you're looking for who did something wrong, or you're trying to hold someone accountable. And we do that to a certain extent, but by and large, what we get to show is how somebody did something right or how somebody succeeded. And it's one of the positive things about what we get to do on a daily basis. And I know you found this the same way. Everybody who's around here locally, they appreciate that we're actually trying to highlight that in a way that, you know, maybe others wouldn't think to do.
No question. You guys do a great job of it. Lane Cassadane, sports director, CBS 6. Anything you want to plug coming up here before we let you go?
Tonight, the 1,000th game in the history of the Diamond over on the Boulevard. We have a little special that we're doing over at CBS 6 tonight during the game with Harrisburg. The game starts at 6:30. Our special, it's a short one. It's only at 7:45 to 8 o'clock, but our promotions director, David Stotts, is working on a little retrospective of the last at least 15 years of the Squirrels' residency at the Diamond. And we're going to show that tonight. And we're also going to talk with a fan. And I forgive me if you guys have already touched on this, but the Squirrels are giving one fan their own bobblehead later this summer. And it's a guy who hasn't been to all 1,000 games in the history of the stadium, but take a guess as to how many he's missed.
I mean, 1,000 games, I'm going to say you'd have to miss at least 50.
Nope. It's Ray Edwards, and according to him, and anyone who knows Ray knows that he isn't
he's a regular.
Hyperbole or over, you know, over in, over inflation, he's missed 12. So he is... he's going to give us some of his perspective on what he's seen over the last 40 years between the Braves and the Squirrels. 1,000 games, and tonight will be number 988 for Ray at the Diamond. So we have that tonight at 7:45. And a couple other things that we're going to throw in as well.
That is fantastic. WTVR.com. Lane, have a great weekend. We'll catch up with you soon.
Mike, thanks for having me. Have a great weekend, everyone.
Off he goes. You'll catch that game tonight right here on your home for the Squirrels in Richmond. This is 910 The Fan at 105.1 FM.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200-plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.